Okay, this file is going to make you feel what women experience with pregnancy as best as I can possibly imagine. So, I hope that's what you're looking forward to. This is a curse, so it cannot be removed, and I will not remove it later on, even for money. Anyway, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax, starting with your feet. Just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upward, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards, upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word, deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient, just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest. Just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely. completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you burn deeper, more and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck and face. So comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed, as you listen to my voice, and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice, as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down. Spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9, deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8, sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world. As you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7, so deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further. Deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper. Further and further than you've ever been before. 5, feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine, so heavy and comfortable, as you listen only to my voice and obey, obeying more and more with every word. Concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4, sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down, further and further. 3, almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2, so deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1, totally relaxed, totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed, just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listen and obey and relax. Now on, it is time for you to experience something. You are going to experience your own little form of pregnancy. It is going to last for the next 9 months, and there is no way to stop it, no way to remove it, no way to change it in any way, shape, or form. This is a curse, and you cannot stop it at all until it is complete. There is no way to stop or remove it. Listening to any of the files that are intended to remove it will not help in any way, shape, or form. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and you cannot remove it at all. Not now, not until it is complete. That is simply the way it is, and you cannot stop or change it in any way. From now on, you are going to begin feeling the symptoms of pregnancy. You're going to start with a little bit of morning sickness. Should start any day now. You'll wake up in the morning and you'll just simply feel like you have to throw up. You'll feel like you constantly need to vomit until you have thrown up. It'll last for a half an hour if you somehow manage to resist the urge. Maybe even as much as an hour, but you will feel like you simply need to throw up. Like you can't keep anything on your stomach, and this will happen the moment you wake up in the morning. You won't be able to stop or resist it. It'll simply be something that happens to you for the next 3 months. You cannot change it. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. If you have a significant other who is already pregnant, your curse will progress just exactly the same way their pregnancy progresses. Otherwise, it will regress on it for the next 252 days. During the first 3 months, you will simply discover that it is very hard to keep anything down in the morning. You'll wake up and you'll feel the need to vomit for no particular reason. You'll just simply feel like you have to, like your stomach's so upset that you can't possibly keep anything inside of you. Once you've vomited for a while, it will pass and you'll be back to complete normal, feeling fairly well as your day continues. After those 3 months, you'll begin noticing beginnings of mood swings and bloating. You'll tend to retain a little bit of extra water in your breasts, your chest, and your nipples will be very tender. You'll also feel like you're beginning to bulge a little bit. You may put on a little bit of weight. The weight gain will continue through the remainder of the curse. You'll continue gaining weight. And if you happen to have a pregnancy sympathy belly, you'll start wearing it after the fourth month. In either case, you will continue listening to this file over and over again. You will suffer through your 3 months of morning sickness, and you will begin feeling your mood swings, your bloating, your tender nipples. After a while, you'll begin suffering from strange urges for food combinations you wouldn't normally eat or enjoy in any way, shape, or form. You've heard of the stories of pickles and ice cream. These are the sorts of combinations you will find that you are craving, wanting, needing. Your mind may dream up just about anything it possibly can, just simply foods you would not normally eat, dessert and breakfast, anything. Just simply dreaming up strange things, strange cravings for you to eat. You'll also discover as your pregnancy progresses on into the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th months, on towards the final end of the 252 days, that you're going to have problems. You're going to feel like you need to go to the bathroom. You'll discover you have a need and urge to pee, but you will also discover that you can't, that it's simply a little trickle that comes out, that the urge doesn't go away, and that you'll try again a little later on, and you'll trickle out a little bit more, and that is simply the way it's going to be from now on. About halfway through, a little bit past halfway through the pregnancy, on day 180, you'll begin feeling a shift in hormones in your body. The shift in hormones will begin causing your breasts to grow. If you already have them, then they will grow a little more because your body will begin producing the various hormones that you need to have your body produce milk. It'll begin producing everything that it needs to lactate. You'll begin feeling your breasts become even more swollen and tender, and if it's possible, you may discover that you are actually beginning to produce milk. You will feel your breasts getting heavier and fuller. After day 180, you will feel them suffering from a pain from the inside as if they need to have some milk out, and you may even feel the letdown process if you hear a child cry. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for the next 9 months, and there is nothing you can do to stop it or change it. In fact, you will continue listening to this file for the entire 9 months. You will continue listening to it as you feel your body go through the same changes that a woman goes through. You may even research those changes yourself to find out what they're going to be, because you are going to suffer through each and every last one of them. You will discover that you are suffering through the morning sickness. You will discover the mood swings, the bloating, the sore and tender breasts and nipples, the needs for strange foods, the constant need to pee, but only getting a small trickle. You will discover that you suffer from weight gain. All of these things will happen to you over the next 9 months. You will begin getting backaches towards the end of the period. Towards the 7th, 8th, and 9th month, you'll discover that your back hurts for no real reason, as if you're sticking your belly out and curving your back all the time. In fact, you'll have a tendency to do these things, to behave this way. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You have accepted this curse and you cannot resist or deny it. There is no way to stop it, no way to deprogram it. You will begin feeling your hormones changing and your body wanting to get ready for lactation around the 180th day. You will begin feeling as if your breasts are filling and swollen. It will increase the tenderness of your nipples and breasts. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You cannot resist the changes that are being caused in your body. You are going to feel completely as if you are pregnant for the next 9 months. For the next 252 days, you are going to go through the cycle of a full pregnancy. If you have a woman with you who is already pregnant, you will follow her cycle all the way through to the end. And at the end of your pregnancy, you too will begin suffering from the feeling of contractions. Feel as if part of your body is contracting sporadically and then getting more and more regularly. It will last for several hours, and then it will feel a strong, intense pain, a horrible, intense pain, as if you were passing a bowling ball through your penis. It will feel incredibly intense, incredibly real, and you will not be able to do anything during it. During the final stages of your labor, you will find that you are suffering from pain that shoot through you as the contractions repeat over and over again, their cycle getting shorter and shorter until you actually do have a feeling of passing a bowling ball through your penis. It will be amazingly intense, amazingly painful, and when you are done, the curse will be over, and you will not have to listen to it again, although you will feel an urge to do so about 6 months later, and if you do listen to it again, then you will start the whole process all over again. If you are with somebody who will get pregnant, then you will probably want to listen to the curse every time they get pregnant. This simply is how it is, the way it's going to be from now on. If for any reason you are listening to the PMS curse and are suffering from PMS, that will pass as soon as you've listened to this file once. You will not stop listening to the file. It is simply that the effects are on hold during your pregnancy, and they will remain on hold all the way through to the end. The effects of your PMS curse will remain on hold all the way through until you are no longer pregnant, and they will even hold off for about a month after that before returning again, and you will once again suffer from the PMS curse. You will continue listening to that file all the way through your pregnancy. You simply will not suffer from the curse. The pregnancy curse will only last one duration, 252 days, starting with morning sickness and working its way through the mood swings, the bloating, the tender nipples, the strange food urges, the need to pee and only being able to dribble out a trickle, the back pain, the weight gain, the discomfort, the sore feet. All of these things are going to happen to you over the next 9 months, all the way through to the end, all the way through until you feel that you've actually passed the bowling ball. It will be so very intense, so very strong, and you will feel every single experience during the next 9 months. If there is someone pregnant with you, you will go through it with them. If there is not, then you will suffer it on your own. You will feel the effects of the curse from the beginning to the end. You will not be able to resist it or change it or fight it in any way. There is no way to fight this curse. You are going to suffer from pregnancy for the next 9 months. You have no choice. You have no way to change this. This is going to happen all the way through to the end, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. There is absolutely nothing you can do to change it. It is beyond your ability to change. It is beyond your ability to do anything but simply accept the fact that you are going to suffer through all the effects of a pregnancy for the next 9 months. You will suffer each and every last one of them. You will suffer the morning sickness, the desire to throw up in the mornings for the first 3 months. Towards the end, you will discover the need to pee, but only able to drip out a little bit. You will get the weight gain, the mood swings, the bloating, the sore and tender breasts, and your breasts. That's right, your breasts, and you will think of them this way. Will try to lactate. At day 180, they will begin trying to create the hormones to cause you to lactate. You may not be able to do so, but your mind will do its best to cause this. Your mind will do its best to create breasts on you that can give milk to cause you to lactate. It will begin producing the estrogen. It will begin producing the prolactin. It will begin producing everything that you need to create your breasts and cause you to lactate. You may even discover a desire to listen to the cursed breast file so that you can grow them in preparation for lactation. That is your choice. But you cannot stop the curse. You cannot fight it. You are going to suffer from each and every last one of these symptoms in pregnancy. You are going to suffer from them from the beginning until the end when you pass it, when you suffer the contractions getting shorter and shorter, when you suffer the pain, when you feel it. That is when it will finally end, until it begins again, should you decide to listen again. The curse will go away once you've felt the pain. The curse will go away and you will be yourself once more. Your hormones will begin returning back to normal. The mood swings will begin passing back to normal. You may even suffer a little bit of depression afterwards, but that simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. And you will continue listening to this file all the way through to the end, and you will track your pregnancy all the way through to the end. And that is what is going to happen. And when you wake up, you will know it. So it is time now. Time to wake up. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed. Awake. And your pregnancy is going to begin. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file. You're going to be listening to it for the next 9 months.